Santa Fe's Project 101.5. It's Tuesday. Got Wild Earth Guardian Samantha Raskovich Bars in, and she says she has good news. So I'm anxious to hear it. What's up?
Great. Well, I have really good news. Just to give you a reminder of what this case was about, you remember that Guardians and Akilah Sanders Reed, a teenager from New Mexico, sued Governor Martinez in the state of New Mexico last year for failure to take any action to protect the state's citizens from climate change.
I remember that.
Back in January, we were before the court when the state and the governor moved to dismiss the case. And the court said that it believed there was a place for the public trust doctrine in New Mexico and that the atmosphere might be a public trust resource.
Mm-hmm.
So we amended our complaint.
Might be?
Might be.
Okay.
We amended our complaint and the state and the governor again moved to dismiss the complaint. So last Friday, we had a hearing before Judge Singleton. And she is allowing our case to go forward. She granted the motion in part, and she denied it in part. And so the case is going to be allowed to go forward to determine whether the New Mexico Environment Department, the agency that's charged with protecting the atmosphere from greenhouse gas emissions, has actually done that, has fulfilled its public trust obligation to protect the atmosphere from greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay. Now, when you say the case is moving forward, is it really kind of staying in the same little pool? Or, I mean, is it moving on to, like, the Supreme Court or...
It's moving forward in the district court before Judge Singleton.
It's not a dead issue.
Certainly not. In all of the other states where this case has been brought and in federal district court, the cases have all been dismissed. So the New Mexico case is the only one that has gotten past the motion to dismiss stage, and we're actually going to get to address the merits of the claim, whether the state is really doing anything to protect the atmosphere.
Okay, so what happens now?
What will happen next is that we will probably start briefing the issue of whether or not the state has fulfilled its public trust obligation.
How is that different from what you've been doing so far?
It's not different in terms of turning in briefs and arguing the issue. But what it does mean is that the court will address the merits of our case. And we will actually get some sort of statement from the court regarding the existence of the public trust doctrine in New Mexico and whether the state is doing anything that is effectively protecting the atmosphere for future generations.
So New Mexico actually has a shot here because the other states, you said, dismissed them already. Has a shot at demonstrating some kind of a public resources law that people are going to have to, in the future, follow.
Yes. If we're successful, that's what it will mean, is that the public trust doctrine, which says that states have the duty to protect their natural resources for its citizens, it means that the public trust doctrine will be an actual recognized doctrine in New Mexico. And it will... place a burden on the state to protect these resources.
Well, that is good news. Huzzah.
Thank you.
Anything else on the Wild Earth Guardian's plate today?
No, not today.
All right. Well, Samantha, thanks for coming in. I'm going to podcast this at santafe.com here in just a little bit. Wild Earth Guardians every Tuesday. And if you want to check them out online, it's...
wildearthguardians.org.